Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. And between 2 and 3, we're going to hear all about a new group. Well, it's new to us, and it's called Omni. So it'll be interesting to find out what they're all about. I've got some ideas, but we'll certainly talk to them. And then between 1 and 2, we've got Anne coming in from the Healesville Toy Library. They've restarted again the last few months, and we'll hear all about what they're up to. But being the third Wednesday of the month, we will have Mr. Excited along at about 20 past 12, maybe a little bit later. But to start with, this time of the month, we always talk to Alex from Crime Stoppers. So unfortunately, Alex can't be with us today, but we're going to talk to Clem. So welcome, Clem.
Oh, thanks, Alan. Appreciate you having me.
Not a problem at all. Now, we want to talk today about illegal firewood, because if you're ever going to need firewood, now's the time to do it. So what's the current situation regarding firewood and illegal firewood in Victoria?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Alan, as we head into winter, the demand for firewood is naturally increasing. So unfortunately, so does the illegal firewood activity. So that means around 9,000 trees are illegally removed from Victorian forests and national parks every year. So that's a huge amount of environmental damage, and much of that timber can end up being sold as firewood to unsuspecting buyers.
So you've launched a campaign about all about it, have you?
Yeah, we have, yeah. So we've partnered with the Conservation Regulator. I'm going to get that wrong, right? called the Illegal Firewood, The Cost Is Wild campaign. So we're really encouraging people to think twice before buying firewood and make sure it's been sourced legally. Because at the end of the day, a cheap load of firewood can come at a significant cost to our forests and wildlife. And it's something maybe perhaps a lot of people don't think about, but it does become a bit detrimental, to our ecosystem.
And I guess if we're not buying it, then they're not going to keep harvesting, is it? So what are the signs of illegal firewood activity?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is when you sort of see unusual activity sort of in forests. So you might sort of hear chainsaws operating late at night, vehicles or trailers entering, leaving forest areas, or, you know, just people collecting large amounts of timber in places where you probably don't think that firewood collection would normally be permitted. So it's a bit sort of unusual. And when you're buying, there can also be warning signs. So if someone's selling firewood but can't explain where it's from, if they can't provide a receipt or ABN, or just simply a deal that seems too good to be true, those are probably all the more reasons to ask more questions about where it's been sourced.
And I guess if you find cars and trailers and that sort of parked hidden off the side, well, not hidden, you can see them, but they're not parked on the normal spot, you could probably guess that they're up to a bit of no good too, couldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. If it's late at night, or it's, you see some trucks around, you sort of wonder what they're up to, because it looks a bit suspicious. So, there's signs to look out for.
So, like, what are the consequences of us either logging it ourselves or buying illegal firewood?
Yeah, I mean, people who get caught collecting or selling it can face fines of up to $10,000 or even 12 months imprisonment, and they can have their vehicles, trailers, equipment like chainsaws confiscated and seized from them. There's also significant penalties for people who aren't involved, like the environmental impact. So as I mentioned before, Alan, illegal firewood can destroy wildlife, it can remove trees and fallen timber that many native animals, rely on. That can damage areas that have, community values and recreation and, things that attract tourists and whatnot. So, there's penalties. Yeah,
it also messes up the ecosystem as well too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these, it's a lot of home to many animals. Australia has such a unique system. Victoria specifically has such a unique system. So it's very detrimental to them as well.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the possums and the gliders and the bats and all sorts of birds and reptiles that depend on these tree hollows, to protect themselves from the people that want to eat them, but also to have their own little habitat, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And, we'll always want to make sure that, because I think when you just sort of do your research, you understand that bees are really important to keep our ecosystem thriving and going, because without them, it can cause some real problems, which I don't think a lot of people think about.
So I guess when you're going to go and buy firewood, wherever you buy it from, what can you do to check out to make sure that you are purchasing firewood that's been legally sourced?
Yeah, I mean, the first and foremost, you can always buy from reputable suppliers that have, a presence online, have a presence, a marketable brand. Always ask questions about the source if you are buying from someone you may not have, or some business you might not have heard of. And, yeah, request a receipt. Legitimate, genuine sellers should be able to explain where they've come from and provide basic business details. So if a seller can't answer those questions or the price seems unusually cheap, it's worth thinking twice before you're buying it.
Yeah, well, in a lot of this stuff, it's a case of what you buy, like what you pay for, don't you? If you're going to buy it illegally, it'll be cheap, and you can't make any guarantees at all, can you?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's, as we were mentioning before, it's probably sounds a bit dramatic, but it can unintentionally support, environmental crime. So, we always want Victorians to know where their firewood comes before purchasing, because, as we were saying before, Victoria's forests are a place for people to hike, bushwalk, connect with nature, and, it's home to wildlife and ecosystems that have taken generations to grow as well.
So what role can the community play in helping stop the illegal taking of firewood?
Yeah, so people are often, just the general community is often the first to notice suspicious activity, and I think a lot of people are smart enough to sort of, when there's a bit of a sus radar going on, whether there's unusual behaviour of forests or firewood being sold under questionable circumstances. Even small pieces of information can help investigators build a bigger picture. So, if there is like an inkling that something doesn't seem right, you can always report it anonymously to Crime Stoppers Victoria at crimestoppersvic.com.au or calling 1-800-333-000. So,
and I guess if you're going into your firewood supplier and they can't tell you where they got it from, or they're very evasive, there's a good chance that it's been stolen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's kind of the message we've been trying to drill into Victorians to know where your firewood comes before you buy. And, if it doesn't seem right, it's something that you should report to. So, we understand there's a bit of a cost of living crisis impacting many Victorians, but as we were saying before, it comes at a significant cost to a lot of environment, animals, and it could land people in serious hot water if they're not careful about it.
And I guess just to go back to where we started, I guess is if you see somebody operating a chainsaw well into the late at night, or if you see people parked up little bush tracks where you don't think they should be, I mean, you know what your community does, don't you? I mean, we all know around where we live, so I guess the first thing is to contact you people.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, I think the great thing about Crime Stoppers Victoria is that we sort of offer a system where it can be anonymous, so you don't have to get sort of too directly involved. It could be just simply giving us a nudge, and the report that you submit online remains very, all the data gets deleted, and it's quite a good system in terms of wanting to do your part, but also not wanting to sort of have that sort of also having that peace of mind, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
And I guess the other thing is too, none of us want to be fined over $10,000, and I'm certainly, I know I wouldn't want to be spending 12 months in prison.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I think, it's kind of like it's the real, picking your heels, right? Like is it really worth it? It's one of those questions that you ask for the sake of, saving. Saving a couple of bucks. That's kind of the question I always ask. When you buy from a reputable supplier, you definitely have that peace of mind.
Righto. Just give us the contact details again, please, Clem, for anybody who's listening, so where they can report it to.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's crimestoppersvic.com.au or 1-800-333-000.
All right, Clem, great to have you on the show today, and we hope that Alex will be back on board pretty soon.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Alan. It's good to be subbed in.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.